Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you to Jordan Mailata for joining us. Jordan said that he'll be out a couple of games. Sounded sort of vague, but that's what he said. If you missed the interview with Jordan Mailata, it was a good one. Mm-hmm. You can use the rewind function on your Odyssey app and go back. It was at 4 o'clock. Go back within 24 hours. Or just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And then once you do that, it's all you have to listen to for the rest of the day is WIP Afternoon Show, just over and over and over again before you go to bed. So we have a radio station in Dallas. Odyssey, our parent company, does. Mm-hmm. It is The Fan in Dallas. And Jerry Jones, as he has for a number of years, does a weekly call-in to the morning show, Shannon RJ. So Jerry Jones, I almost think this 2 minutes, the full 2 minutes, is worth playing. What do we have?
Minute 20.
So this was an exchange today with Jerry Jones that was truly outrageous and is absolutely worth your time. And as you're listening to it, I just want you to imagine Jeff Lurie or something calling into our show and then it going this way. It's just not how you would expect. All right, go ahead.
There was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out be accurate?
What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me to talk about this. Is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong.
What Jerry explained is exactly their job. That he said is not their job. It's not your job to go over the moves and decide whether they're good or bad. Yeah.
Why would a sports talk radio host do that?
Yeah. Honestly, the line about that he'll get someone else to do it, mm-hmm. as if he's running the radio station, is outrageous. I mean, I just can't even imagine that... that happening. It's such a wild comment.
Yeah, I mean, listen, but he's that type of owner, and he may be delusional in his thinking, but he certainly feels like he has the power to wield these type of things, and obviously he would have an issue with the station. And are you putting the station in a predicament where they are basically taking their whole host and telling them not to ask you certain questions, or they're taking Jerry Jones off of that show? I don't think he has the ability to fire those guys.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I would just open up the next one and go, all right, Jerry, you guys lost 49-7. Let's go over the good stuff you did. There was a play in the middle of the second quarter. It was a 6-yard run off tackle. Tell us what happened there.
Well, and that's why I would... Thank God that Jeffrey Lurie does not want to do radio interviews and isn't calling in every week to break down what happened in the game the day before. As a host, I wouldn't want to be in that position where I'm I got to ask the owner difficult questions.
Yeah.
And with a guy like Jerry Jones, you know he may fly off the handle on any day.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you guys tell us everything that we've done wrong.
Right.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. This is the Dallas Cowboys. People care when things are going wrong. What
yes.
a moment. What a moment. Can you imagine us all looking at each other if that happened here? You know?
I just wonder how we would handle it in the moment. Like, what do you do? You don't want to be combative with the owner.
No, and I thought they handled it as well as you can handle
yeah.
it. You know, but they were said, look, Jerry, we have to ask you the questions of what's going on with the football
yeah.
team.
You can't sit here and pants us on the air either, Jerry. My goodness.
Yeah, to put them in a bad spot,
yeah.
too. I thought they handled it well.
They right? seems like things in Dallas are not going very well.
No.
I know things seem bad here.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, this is going to be when whatever this core is that they've continued to play with for the last several years.
You mean the
years,
Cowboys?
The Cowboys core.
Yeah.
It's
well,
gone.
Now they re-signed everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They signed back up for it.
You think he's pumped to give Dak $65 million a year?
This, yeah. is why he wasn't this is why he wasn't in a rush to do it.
No.
Yes.
But then why'd he do it? He was right.
Because he got pressured.
Yeah, well, pressure this. You're Jerry Jones.
No, I hear you. But when you got first of all, you got your fan base. Because here's what would happen, Jack. Let's say they played the exact same way right now and hadn't signed Dak.
Oh, yeah.
So part of the narrative would be, well, Jerry Jones, you've created a distraction.
By not signing
your franchise quarterback and letting him be a lame duck along with the lame duck head coach. So he would have had to have the fortitude to be able to withstand all of this heat. And stick to his guns to not sign Dak.
What's funny about it is he waited for Dak and CeeDee Lamb. He waited for all the other players to sign their deals, so he literally had to pay them more than everybody else got paid.
Exactly.
So he played hardball, and then he eventually gave in, paid them the most he could pay them. The season is falling apart, and he's going to do this morning show interview every week and hear about his moves, which are not working out, you know. What a great moment.
Yeah, what 47-9. Whew.
Yeah, that's an ass whooping.
Yeah.
What is – so here's – not to make this about the Cowboys, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah, let's revel in there.
So is it – yeah, really. Yeah. Is it all about the Derrick Henry move, not signing Derrick Henry? Because what else could they be talking about?
I don't know. You know,
did they want him to do this offseason? It has to be because he didn't get Derrick Henry.
They are upset about that. But I mean,
you got good receivers. He couldn't go out and get another wide receiver.
Yeah, maybe they feel like they're deficient defensively. I don't know. Like, they let Tyron Smith go, but I think he was cooked anyway.
Well, right.
And that's the weird thing about doing – let's put aside for a fact that he's the owner. Mm-hmm. Let's just address him as a general manager at this point. It's the weird thing about doing a weekly call with the general manager because he's not the one who is deciding what they do on the field every week.
Right.
All he really has is the moves that he's made, and you can only ask him if you want his reasoning,
yeah.
you can only ask him about the same reason we don't ask Jordan Mailata about the defensive secondary.
Moves. Yeah, exactly. Or yes. Or
yeah.
yes.
Or don't ask him about signings. Or
yep.
we ask him about his job. Well,
yep.
Jerry Jones' job is, at this point in this situation is a general manager of the team.
It's personnel.
Yeah, so they have to ask
yeah,
him.
Yeah, what
else they
going to ask you about, Jerry? The running game?
Yeah. Well, his ego is so.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
maybe they're mad that he brought back Mike McCarthy. View that as a waste.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would be arguing that.
I mean,
they got
pants in a playoff game at home to the Packers, and they're like, you know what? Now, hopefully it doesn't happen with the baseball team. Just, you know, kind of run it back. But, you
yeah.
know, it's basically run it back and hope something changes.
Speaking
now,
of
you
which,
know what you call that, Spike?
What do you call it?
The definition of insanity.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Control your own destiny.
The Twitter, that's wrong too. The Twitter question is sponsored by Marsh Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Marks. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Might have to pause the football team is chasing a championship ring until
yeah,
they
seriously.
Win one game by double digits.
By the way, I'm happy they
year.
Didn't get Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Yes.
Turns out he's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turns out he still has something left.
The question, do you expect the Phillies will run it back for next season, or do you believe there will be significant changes? 54% saying that they will run it back. 215-592-9494. Chris in Barrington, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up, guys? Always a pleasure calling in.
What up, Chris?
What's going on? Last time I called in, I kind of referenced to Ike, you know, what's it like playing in the city with all the pressure? Mm-hmm. But now I have another question.
Okay.
Who was the bad guy in the locker room that held players accountable for their actions after the games?
Oh, when I played here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't think we had someone who held players accountable. First of all, last 5 years here, we averaged losing like four games a year, three or four games a year. So we didn't do a whole lot of losing.
Right.
We won a lot of games.
Not for nothing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I want to throw that in there. Yeah, throw that in
well,
there.
Well, I guess who were the people when you guys started 0-2 and 0-3 that I guess maybe could have turned that around?
I think your leaders. I think you had your Deuce Staley's. You had your Jeremiah Trotters, your Brian Dawkins. At that time, we still had Troy Vincent still on the team. I'll say while Troy was here, Troy was like the voice in the locker room, but Troy led differently. He led from a cerebral standpoint. He wasn't an overly animated guy as well, but he was vocal. He didn't have a problem speaking up. He spoke with purpose, so you had guys like that. I'm trying to think of who else. You had Trey Thomas. Hell, Bubba Miller was there. See, I was two different eras of leadership. Guys that were here when I first got here, and then guys once we became a good team, you know, guys like myself, you know, we didn't have a problem holding each other accountable because, quite frankly, you didn't have to do a lot of that. We didn't have to do a lot of policing the locker room because a bunch of issues arise every week or what have you.
Well, I think a lot of that, or a good portion of that, would also come from Andy, I would say,
no
too.
Doubt about it.
Because Andy was the coach that players loved, but also a hard ass that would keep everyone.
That was a nice, healthy amount of fear there as well.
Yeah.
For the big fella. And you got to think of.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About it this way, you had Andy for the overall head coach and the offense, and then you had Jim Johnson for the defense.
A lot of accountability.
Yeah, right? So it was almost like it was enough people in place that the culture was what you wanted it to be from an accountability standpoint.
And we have certainly drifted away from that culture with this new generation of product that the Eagles are displaying in front of our very eyes.
Yeah, it almost, I'll tell you this, Chris, we may be a victim. And this goes back to even when Doug was here, because Doug was great that year in 17, things went well. But when things didn't go well, I'm not so sure how much Doug had a hold of the locker room. It's been a lot more player-driven around here the last 5, 6, 7 years. And a lot of it has been good, but also players. Every player doesn't necessarily know how to lead a team. And you almost have to have somebody from the top, meaning from a head coaching position, that sort of sets the tone. Like Patrick Mahomes can be a leader in Kansas City. Chris Jones can be a leader. But Andy Reid sets the tone in Kansas City. Mike Tomlin sets the tone in Pittsburgh. John Harbaugh sets the tone in Baltimore.
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell sets the tone in Detroit. So you have soldiers, players, i.e., that follow that sort of leadership and culture. So, and you got the backing of the head coach. So it's easier to keep players sort of on a straight and narrow.
Okay. Well, who would you say is that person or coach currently doing just that?
For us?
Yes.
Well, Nick is the coach that's doing it for us, whether we like it or agree with it or not. He's the coach because the other coaches are new to the staff, most of them.
Right.
So it's mainly Nick.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
And then there's Jalen on the offense. And here's where we'll get into where Jalen needs to be in the right place mentally when it comes to leading in order to be an effective leader.
It's also –
it can't just be you – you give the speech and
after
talk.
The thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It can't just be that.
Well, actually, we'll get that in a second. We might need to replace our coach here. Might need to replace a bunch of things, just like you need to replace your old drafty windows, you fool. I can't believe you've waited so long. Now we're like a month away from it getting cold. It's actually chilly the last couple of days, and your old drafty windows are showing that they need to be replaced. Well, Guida Door and Window is going to make it easier. They got a sale for you, make it more affordable. Buy one, get one half off. Goes for doors, goes for windows. Very simple. You buy two doors, the next two, whether it's doors or windows, are 50% off. You buy 10, then the next 10, 50% off. You replace everything in your home, half of your home, 50% off. Also making it more affordable by letting you start everything with no money down. Also letting you do it interest-free financing up to 18 months. I warn you, though, it's not going to last forever. Limited time only. There are restrictions. So go, or rather, call 877-GO-GUIDA, schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So you mentioned head coach as sort of setting, and you mentioned Jalen as a foot soldier or whatever, as somebody who's a leader within the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
That is another sort of, let's forget about their relationship, mm-hmm. but their styles are so different,
yep.
that who is, like, what personality does the team resemble or take, because the two guys doing it, if we say that those two are the leaders at this point, Jalen and Nick, they're so different. You know, what Nick did yesterday is essentially the opposite of what Jalen would ever do.
Me? Yes.
You
yes.
know?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if I ever seen Jalen do that.
Yeah, so I think
it's taking on Nick's personality.
The team.
Yes.
Yes, I think if you were to hear the players talk publicly, the way they sort of, even the way that, you know, BG was standing next to Nick before he went to yell at the
yes.
fans, and he was laughing. You know, I don't know what other players were there, but I do think that they have, and I wonder, if they do take on Nick's personality, how Jalen resolves that and how he fits himself into a culture that is foreign to how he would normally act.
Right.
You know?
It's interesting. It's a good question. I think Jalen has sort of tried to navigate, how does he stay in his box where he can be the best version of himself, but also make himself a part of the team.
Right.
Like he's often had that sort of back and forth sort of balancing act as a leader on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can think of any place you've ever, or I can think of any place I've ever worked, or I even remember being this guy. There are people who work somewhere that everybody sort of likes, but maybe doesn't go out with everybody, doesn't go to happy hour.
Right.
Nobody knows what they do when they go home.
Right.
You know, that sort of person. Yeah. And it's...
Joe comes out sometimes.
Who's my man? Me!
Well, that dude right there for sure. Yeah. At the camera. We don't know what he does.
Well, I think it would be hard for that person at that office to be a culture setter.
Yes.
If the culture is X and they are Y, even if they're well liked,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's difficult.
It is.
Chris in Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
What up, Chris?
Yeah, same old good stuff. I got to talk about Cooper DeJean. Let me tell you something. And I love ESPN. I'm just picking on him. But he came out and I don't like the pick. I don't like this, blah, blah, blah. He's a safety. That kid, we all can see it, but like you played at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
There's some guys you just look at, you go, that's an NFL player.
He's a baller. Yep.
Besides that shoulder shrug where he could have got a safety,
mm-hmm.
I think he had a little bit of the butterflies. I don't care how good you are. I mean, like when you ran out there for the first time.
I agree with you. Yep.
Your legs were probably shaking off.
Yep.
Okay, I thought I was the man, but 70,000 crazy Philly fans here chanting. I'm like, I better make a play.
Yep.
I just look at the future spike and it's weird because I was never, you never look at those tight positions as the structure of the total foundation of a team, especially in our city because we're D-line and offense line. This is the first time, Spike, that I can say, not 5 years from now, next year, win, lose, or draw, whatever Jalen is. I don't even know what Jalen is, man. He's a different cat. I don't know if we can win with him or we can't. I don't have a lot of time. But you look at our defensive backfield. You got – did you see Ringo lay that
– Not
that
yet.
Dude? Mm-hmm. You got – that kid's 21 years old. He's 6'1", 210, and runs a 4.3 40, and his parents were Olympic athletes. And he's sitting on your bench. You got DeGene Cooper. You got Mitchell. If CJ Goofy DJ, whatever he calls his name, would just get out of the way, he would have 3 INTs already. And then you got Brown sitting back there. So CJ, you're probably going to be gone after next year. We
yep.
are so stacked in the back. They're in the top five next year. Just play those young dudes. And if I could trade Big Bad Slade, Captain Slade, right now for a 5th round draft pick, I'd do it. I'd put the young kid in because I don't think you'd miss a beat or you'd lose a game because we don't have him. But get on with Nick. I ride with him, Spike, because know what Nick is to me? Like an Ike, but Ike's quiet and he's cool. Like I said, it's your cool day la, man. You're the city of Philadelphia, the voice of reason.
Now I'm awake!
Now Nick's a little different. He has no governor, which I love because I don't have no governor. I tell people, man, hey, I'm proud and loud. You don't like it? Don't talk to me. If you're going to talk to me, step to me and let's get it on like Donkey Kong. And I'm a 56-year-old guy that's all jacked up. I'm little, but I'm ripped. That dude right there, if you got in a fight, Spike, get his ass kicked with you.
Yeah,
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's a fox old guy.
Half your radio station, I love your guys on there. They, Spike, if you're getting your ass kicked, they call the cops, but they wouldn't jump. Ike would.
Yeah, I'd jump in with you.
Would.
Yeah.
You think Joe DeCamera's going to jump in if you're getting your ass kicked, Spike? He's running like a scared dog.
Joe's got my back in different ways. He would document the entire thing.
He's calling the police.
Yeah, I agree, Chris, on Nick. I just don't know that always makes the best leader of the team.
Yes.
You know, being a foxhole guy and a guy that you can count on in that way is different than the guy who is setting. He is the sole representative of the team in a lot of ways. You know, Howie doesn't talk all the time. Jeff doesn't talk all the time. It's Nick. And I can see why they were annoyed with it. Look, this team wins 3 games in a row and the offense is clicking. I don't know that people will become Nick people, but I do think that this will quiet down. But we just haven't seen that.
I'll tell you, I like to compare Nick and Dan Campbell a lot. They came in the same year. But you really can't see the difference in the two, you know, and Dan doesn't call plays, but you can see the difference in the two and how they lead. You know, Dan has the former player in his card, in his back pocket, and no offense to Division II, Division III, Jack. Dan Campbell played in the league, and there is a certain level of belief from his players. He's been there. But then there's also – it's more than that to me. It's how he leads. So he's had a chance to coach under some pretty good coaches as well. And although he can be emotional at times and get out there and be a little quirky, he knows where that line is and doesn't go over that line.
It actually seems like a lot of what we talk about with Dan Campbell is his first press conference 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a ton of Dan Campbell stuff every week where you're like, what the hell is
exactly.
Dan Campbell doing? You know,
besides his fourth down decision sometimes.
He can get a little excited with the fourth down stuff, but.
But I just mean, this vision we have of him, I think, comes from the biting the knees or ankles.
It does.
Or whatever.
That's where it started at.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago,
Boy, that training camp was, he does push-ups and everything.
Yeah.
So he does.
Well, I'm glad he's staying in shape.
Yeah.
So everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show is the top 5 of 5 is next. Jack, what do we have to expect today from the top 5 of 5?
Relatable content.
Relatable content.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
No, I had a situation with.
Well, don't blow
right.
it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Leave the tease.
All right, it's a fun one that I think everyone out there can relate to.
All right.
Okay.
That's what relatable content means. Okay.
All right.
Hungry, humble.
Okay. Jack's just in there biting his lip all show long. All right, that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.